PFT Media.
Welcome to Orlando Opinions with editor of the Daily City, Mark Baratelli.
Welcome back to Orlando Opinions. I'm Mark Baratelli. I've got a passion for Orlando and a bod for sin. Let's get started. Back in May, we introduced you to the Hourglass District, a mass of older buildings purchased by National Real Estate for the purpose of turning them into all sorts of shops and restaurants, really turning a dead corner into a hot spot where people want to be so the developer can build buildings around it and rent them out. Back then, the developers told the Daily City that one of the old structures, a dead three-quarter acre car wash structure at 416 Curry Ford Road, would be transformed into a farmer's market with gathering spaces and a lounging area. Those plans have changed, however, according to a rendering we found credited to Interstruct. In that rendering, the dead car wash structure is shown as a food truck park. In the rendering, one can see the trucks parked underneath the car wash roof, Adirondack chairs, wooden planters acting as space dividers, lighting, greenery walls, patio covering, and what looks like an orange large sculpture. You can check out the rendering at thedailycity.com. A 1925 building across the street from the soccer stadium at 617 West Central Avenue got approved by the city for a major overhaul of its facade, including giant wood and metal walls covering the front of the building, indoor and outdoor bars, a bocce court, and ornamental fencing. The name was to be Tubbs Brewing. This was in 2016. Since then, no work has been done to execute that facade overhaul. They did, however, get permits to turn an empty corner space into a food truck and beer hangout on game days. So there's that. Now the owners have turned to the city with a new facade plan, this one being much less ambitious. Essentially, they're proposing to preserve the original design of the 90-year-old facade, open the previously boarded-up window areas, and add a new contemporary storefront design and glazing. The new name is to be Big Squeeze. So there's that. Modlin Trucking Company is turning the Merida Bread Company building into a 77,000-square-foot truck dealership and service center. They're placing a new 54 sign facing I-4 so they can enjoy the same advertising to I-4 benefit that the Merida sign enjoyed. Since the new I-4 will be significantly higher when completed, they need this taller sign. The appearance review board said, okay, now it has to go to city council for final approval. Remember the neon charm of the older Merida Bread sign? This new sign will be nothing like it. It'll be two empty cubes stacked on top of each other with their brand name Sans Serif people, Sans Serif, on the top. It's got the charm of an office park cafeteria 6 months before it closes. The artwork of famed street artist Shepard Fairey / Obey Giant has popped up all around Orlando on billboards owned by Outfront Media. Fairey is best known for his Obama Hope posters. There are 5 billboards so far. Each sign's design and message are completely based on prior works by Fairey, including a globe installation inside the Eiffel Tower, an 8-story mural in England, and an art show that recently closed in Los Angeles. We called for a press release, but they don't have one prepared yet. Wow. And finally, the squealy-boxed Orange County Bar Association turning off their squealy boxes is not the only positive change coming to the North Quarter. Church Street Entertainment, owner of Ember, Latitudes, Cahoots, Chillers, Irish Shannon's, 180 Skytop Lounge, and Crafted, is bringing their brand of fun to the district. They're turning the North Quarter Tavern into a neighborhood-focused local pub and the bar room into a modern interpretation of a classic cocktail lounge. The two spaces are owned by Craig Usler, who developed the two original concepts. Usler has announced he is hanging up his restaurant developing pumps after 17 years to focus on developing Creative Village and Florida Hospital Health Village. Who's going to hire the waiters, Mr. Downtown? This will be his second and third restaurant handover, with the first being Citrus and the second being Ray's Cal Mezcal, Kiria Mezcal, Callahan, Hoots, Ray's Mezcal. North Quarter is a sleepy suburb made up of over 1,000 apartments. The retail is nil, the restaurants are few, and most buildings don't even feature ground floor retail spaces at all. These folks bringing a potential Shot Girls Hot Bod Contest 3-for-1 Tequila Nights vibe may just be the thing that gets North Quarter residents out of their suburb and into the street to get so drunk they can't push the buttons on their elevator to get back home. Thank you for listening once again to Orlando Opinions. You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter at The Daily City or go to thedailycity.com. That's where you can also get dates and times of our famous Food Truck Bazaar special events. They bring together the very best food trucks in Orlando and help grow the Central Florida food truck scene. And remember, Orlando is wonderful. I think they should call the Hourglass District the F*** You District. Hey, here's a bakery, here's some food trucks, here's a hip gas station that gives you full service. F*** you. Last year, you're going to present us with this gorgeous rendering, with all these palm trees and trees and bamboo and people entering and exiting the doors and bocce courts. And then a year later, when you get your head screwed on right and realize you ain't got the money or it's one of your donator people dropped out, you're going to scooch back 500% and present us with, oh, we're going to repaint the building and open the windows. F*** you! F*** you in the face! Maudlin Trucking Company is the perfect name for Maudlin Trucking Company. When you see this sign, you are going to want to put a cover over your head like that you can see through, like Italian women when they go to funerals and masses and stuff, and you're going to feel maudlin. It is the antithesis of the fun and the color and the festivities and the glory and the joy and the hope for the future that Merita Bread sign represented to every single Orlando local in Orlando. You maudlin. You make me maudlin. Who the fuck is Shepherd Fairey? Is he some leftover from Miami Art Basel? I mean, is he still selling posters? I mean, the last thing he did was an art show in Los Angeles. Who still does art shows in Los Angeles? F*** you, Shepherd Fairey. Okay, the truth of the matter is, none of Craig Gosler's restaurants are still alive. And the reason for that is they stunk. I think that at some point, Craig Gosler thought he was going to become the Darden, you know, the next Darden of Orlando, with new restaurants popping up here and there. But you notice they only pop up in his buildings, and that was by design. He wanted to create, and he told me this at a meeting, he told me that he wanted to create action and activity on the first floor, which would, when people were going and looking up, walking up the stairs, trying to see if they wanted to live in these buildings, they have to walk through the crowds and crowds of people walking into an Asian restaurant called Bao. North Quarter is like if you had a house slipper and you took your foot out of the house slipper, that's the North Quarter. Empty, void, and quiet. There's nothing interesting going on. I don't care who moves in or out. It's always going to be void. But I do think bringing the disgusting, trashy bar feeling that this Church Street Entertainment owns, bringing that to uptown, downtown, midtown, is going to wake these people up. It's what they want exactly. Because look, people, you know, young urban professionals get depressed and they need a place to go get so drunk that they can't walk. But they don't have to Uber. They don't have to drive drunk home. They just have to waddle up those stairs. Waddle on home, rich people. Waddle on home.
A PFT Media production.